Now, if you're a smooth operator, there might be a job waiting for you because there's a job fair that you may be interested in. I want to speak to Stephen McGlue, who's from the Department of Communities. He's the head of employer services there, and he's on the line. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Stephen, this particular job fair, Department of Communities in partnership with Belfast City Council, when is it, where is it, and how can people make the most of it?
Yeah, so Frank, it's Tuesday next week. It's the 5th of March. It's from 11 to 4 p.m., so we kick off at 11, close the doors at 4 p.m. We have 60 employers involved. There'll also be 18 support organizations. We've got 1,300 jobs on offer, and it's in the Europa Hotel just off Great Victoria Street.
And what sort of jobs are on offer? 1,500, that's a lot. That's a lot of employment.
Yeah, so it's 1,300, and what I would even say on top of that, there are some temporary jobs on top of that for the Irish Open, which is coming up in July. So there's about 1,600 jobs on top of our 1,300 that will be for that sort of two-week window in July. But, I mean, they are across so many different sectors. We have priority areas in retail, manufacturing, health and social care, hospitality, construction. There's a huge amount of opportunities, live jobs available for people that are interested in just any sector.
And are these jobs that they simply can't fill at the moment, or are these new jobs and they're looking for new talent?
It's a collection. Some of it is because of expansion. Some of it's because of one-off initiatives like the Irish Open. But as well as that, it is about supporting employers to fill these jobs, but also to promote these opportunities and almost give support to people that are maybe more vulnerable or disadvantaged to try and find work. So it's a collection.
I noticed one employer is Swissport, and you could be a baggage handler at the airport. That's an example of something you don't often think about. You get up in the morning, oh, what could I do today? I would love to get a job as a baggage handler. There's an opportunity there if that's what floats your boat or flies your plane.
That's exactly it. I mean, what we try to do is, you know, the community is diverse and people are looking for different types of employment. They're interested in different careers. Some people are interested in, you know, different working patterns, reduced hours or full-time contracts. So really what we try to do is think, what is the diversity that we have, you know, across Northern Ireland, and how can we best meet those needs with the live jobs that are available at that certain time? That's the important thing to remember here. These jobs are all actually live. It's 1,300 right now available. And those employers, that's just for the employers that are actually there presenting on the day.
And the pay scale, is it the lower end that we're looking at, or are some of them more appealing than that?
No, we would have a range. Some of them will be those entry-level minimum wage opportunities, but really the department supports employers across loads of different sectors. We, you know, for example, within the health and social care sector, we would advertise opportunities for, you know, surgeons. So it can be a range. Now, ultimately, the sort of bell curve, we would have more at the lower paid, the lower skilled jobs, but some of that is perfect for entry level positions for people that are looking to move into a different career or a different sector, or just whatever suits their work and life balance the best.
Well, it's not going to cost you anything to go and have a look, because admission is free from 11 o'clock to 4 next Tuesday, 5th of March, at the Europa Hotel. 60 different employers will be there. Don't say that they're not reaching out and at least showing you their wares. You can go in and criticise them if you want and say, I'd never work for you. However, you might go in and get the job opportunity that ends up paying your mortgage. So why not give it a spin? Thanks for letting us know about it, Stephen. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Frank. Bye-bye.
Stephen McGlue is the head of employer services. He's with the Department of Communities. And you may have someone who's, you know, trying just to get a new lease of life in terms of work, who's maybe a bit tired with the job that they're doing and they're looking for a new avenue. You could get another boy who's lying on his backside on the sofa, who's not prepared to do any work. Get your backside off the sofa and go down there and have a word with these people who are prepared to employ you. And there'll be those who are coming out of education who are just really chomping on the bit to get going, to provide a service, to add indeed to our economic machine, and there's a chance for you. So let's be positive about it. 0289033105. If you go along to it and you feel that you're really disappointed, well, we're still here next week. You can give us a shout and tell us what you thought.